The Tampa City Council took action today regarding complaints about a pesticide being sprayed at a city-owned golf course. Babe Zaharias is located in North Tampa. That course and two others owned by the city have been treated for the past 7 years with Curfew, a chemical sold by Dow Chemical to keep golf courses clean. Kenny Sims is the director of golf courses for the city of Tampa. He said Curfew, which is used specifically to control nematodes, a parasite that attacks Bermuda grass, has proven to be more efficient than other methods.
It is a restricted-use pesticide. It is the most environmentally friendly product on the market for nematode treatments. It is registered with the EPA and the Florida Department of Agriculture as a safe soil fumigant. Without using Curfew, it requires our facilities to have to use 30 to 50% more water and an increasingly amount more fertilizer, which in itself has an impact on the environment.
And Sim said he was aware of only two complaints prior to today's council meeting regarding the chemical. But Councilman John Dingfelder, who requested that city officials come before the council to discuss the issue, told Sims he believed that there were more than two people with concerns.
I've seen more than a half dozen emails with copies to your office. So I don't know if you're not counting emails as written complaints. I think these days we have to.
I've only received two complaints. My office has only received two complaints, Deborah Cormick and Rob Lawson, written complaints.
Well, there's more of them bouncing around. But it doesn't matter, because I think they're speaking on behalf of their entire neighborhood. And I hope that it appears that perhaps this has woken y'all up in terms of doing a better job of notification.
That neighborhood is the roughly 1,100 residents in the neighborhood association that surrounds the Babe Zaharias golf course. Deborah McCormick lives near the seventh hole of the course. She guessed that up to three-quarters of those who frequent the area have no idea that the fumigant, which is classified as a restricted-use pesticide because of its high acute toxicity and carcinogenic effects, is actually being used.
On the day of the application of the top toxic chemical, I stopped every person I could and told them to get off the course and go indoors. After I explained why, down to a person, they said the city would not do this to us. I believe that the city would not knowingly harm the citizens either, and it is a simple matter of letting you know the situation.
Robert Lawson has already complained to the Florida Department of Agriculture about the spraying of Curfew. He said 2 years ago, he and several of his neighbors grew ill after the pesticide was administered.
According to the label, if the application does not control drift to people, then it is in violation of federal law, and drift cannot be controlled when there are people in every direction of the application. So it appears that the application of this dangerous chemical is illegal, and that the application methods and failure to notify are grossly irresponsible, and to intentionally expose people to this is unconscionable.
Noreen Fullman said Babe Zaharias was just sprayed a few weeks ago. She also said 2 years ago her son and many others passed out and became nauseous after a spraying, and said the solution is no longer to poison the residents near the golf course.
And no notification means no choice for being exposed. We had no idea what we were being exposed to. Also, when we look the sites up on the official site from Dow Chemical on the internet, it said that if you track it in any place for 24 hours, it is dangerous. People are obviously tracking this into their homes.
Kenny Sims from the city of Tampa acknowledged that he and his staff have done a poor job of informing the residents when the pesticide was being used.
We have decided that for future usage, we will continue to do what we've done in the past, which is to provide email notification, which is to try to get the information put on their website, continue as we've done in the past to put signs around the perimeter of the golf course, but we've also found that the most effective way would put out a mail out in the Florist Hills newsletter that goes out bimonthly to alert our homeowners, 1,100 homeowners at that fact, that we will be treating the golf course.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena said she wanted the Tampa Sports Authority, which manages the city's golf courses, to explore alternative forms of chemicals to use on the course.
Frankly, before Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring, we sprayed DDT all over and thought it was just fine. I think our awareness as a society about the effects of toxins in our environment is growing. We need to be conscientious. And I know the first speaker has the golf course wrapped around three sides of her property. And I'm very concerned that with the vapor and drift, that it not impact the backyard gardens, the fruits and vegetables that people have growing, that then this vapor gets on.